The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Gospel text today is a long genealogy of Jesus, and I will abbreviate this so that maybe we can reflect on it. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David and the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac. Isaac became the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. And Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron. Hezron the father of Ram, father, and Hezron the father of Abinadab. Abinadab became the father of Nahshon, who was the father of Solomon. Solomon, the father of Boaz, and Salmon, the father of Boaz, and his mother was Rahab. Zadok became the father of Achim, and Achim the father of Eliud. Thus, a total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations, from David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations, and from the Babylonian exile to Christ, 14 generations. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There are two genealogies in the Gospels. One is in Luke and the other here in Matthew. Matthew, being a Jewish Gospel, traces Jesus' genealogy from Joseph. It's a legal, this is a legal genealogy, from Joseph back to Abraham, because it's Jewish, from Joseph all the way back to Abraham. Luke's gospel, however, is different. It's the Gentile gospel, and this gospel traces it in reverse, but goes back to Adam. It comes from Adam down to Joseph. The difference between the Jewish and the Gentile gospel. The next thing that's interesting about this gospel is that, as you know, in Jewish tradition, in Jewish law, the person is defined as Jewish according to the mother. If the mother is Jewish, and that's something that was there for the purity of the Jews, you know. They were certain who your mother was. They were fairly sure who your father was, but they were sure certain who your mother was. So if your mother was Jewish, then you were said to be Jewish. If your father was Jewish and your mother was Gentile, you were not regarded as Jewish. Now, keeping that in mind, it's very interesting to look at the genealogy of Jesus. There are five women mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus, and four of the five were not Jewish. And of the four non-Jewish, three of them were women of ill repute: Rahab and Tamar and Bathsheba. They were Gentiles. The first two were Canaanites, and Bathsheba was a Hittite. The fourth one was the daughter-in-law of Naomi, was Ruth, and Ruth was a Moabite. But she was a woman of great virtue. The other three have all sorts of bad reputations. If you go back and read, you'll find it. And then Mary is the fifth woman mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus. So reading through the genealogy, you'll find all sorts of humanity, which confirms the fact that when God became human in Jesus Christ, he entered into the fullness of our humanity. I mean, he could have been born in the purity of a regal tradition, but he was born into the fullness of humanity, which offers us a very encouraging revelation that we are humanity. We are welcome into God's presence in our humanity, that God visits us in our humanity. So to be fully human is to be holy, to know my humanity, and to come to a great act of faith that in the fullness of my humanity, my broken person, I am infinitely loved and I belong to Jesus Christ. I belong to Jesus Christ in my imperfection. And the notion of the pious and perfect person is an illusion. It's encouraging for us. So when you look at, if you take time to just read the genealogy, you'll find these five women and four of them were not Jewish. I once asked the rabbi in Jerusalem, how is it that, the great patriarchs and so forth, they're not a pure Jewish because the mothers, four of the five mothers here, were not Jewish. He said, well, they were converts. And I said, okay, I'll settle for that. But convert doesn't do it in the purity of Jewish tradition. I mean, the law of return in Israel today, the law of return says if your mother was Jewish, you're Jewish, and you may return to Israel, and you will get citizenship in Israel because you're considered Jewish. If your father was Jewish, your mother was Gentile, that's not acceptable. It shows you the humanity of Jesus Christ, not only in ourselves, but in the people around us. I mean, to understand and be patient and accepting that God becomes present to us in the brokenness of our humanity. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.